The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us today, and it's a beautiful day out there. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome to everybody. What we talk about here is raising you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to be alert and awake and live your best self, for you to understand that the God that exists is actually you, for you to wake up, put positive things in your mind all the time and manifest the great life that you want. Your desires will be realized. When you show up on this planet, you showed up with all things that are required for you to sustain a helpful, great, happy life. Those, the equipment, the tools, the know-how is in the bag that you brought called your subconscious. We need to get into that subconscious bag and take out what we need to give us the life that we deserve or the one we choose. Who we are today is what we've always thought we would be. And the image that we've placed on our subconscious mind of ourselves, eventually, inevitably, you move towards that. Wake up and make that a positive image at all time. Allow yourself to see the beauty in you. Allow yourself to see the good in yourself. Place that image in your mind and you will create it. You paint a picture, look at it often enough, it becomes it. If you fake it long enough, you're going to make it. We want you to wake up to that reality, come to that conscious level of your existence and learn the strength and the power that you have within yourself. Wake up to that reality. Here, we remind you that you are the creator of yourself. We remind you that whatever it is that you hope to accomplish in life, you've got the equipment to do it. Wherever you are, whatever situation you may be in, you create an image of the life that you need. If you think of yourself in an ill way, you will reproduce that. If you think of yourself in a positive image and great light and happiness, be it whatever it is that you desire, the greatness, success, health, all these things, you have the power to control that. The laws of attraction is not wrong. Whatever, it's magnet. You versus the other side. And when you apply your effort on this side of the soul, it will bring forth all the things that you desire. We talk about that a lot. We want you to live that life. We want you to enjoy all the greatness that exists. So wake up to that reality. It's not a religion. It's a way of life. Nature intended it this way and created it this way. And we're connected to all of it. You are a part of it. You can't deem the pinky finger less important than your left foot, because it's not. It's a part of the whole package. We're part of a team. We've come together. There's one race. It's called the human race. And we're all the same, come from the same place by the same method. We will spend our time here, do all we want to do, and then move on into something awesome, which is the life before this one. Not saying this is not good. I simply say that when you acquired a body, when you showed up, the body has the ability to think and create and do its own things based on the information that was given to it by the mind. But when the body's been released from you and you go back to your natural soul self, you will leave all those crazy ideas or different ideas with the body. It seems like the body has the ability to do physical things, therefore it tests itself and it does it. The mind is a driver, the soul, the good part of you, always the great part of you, and it is the tool that makes you who you are. Wake up. Wake up. Allow the greatness in you to come forth and live a happy life. I want to thank everybody for joining us on this Sunday afternoon, this day. Thank you for being a part of us. I welcome the new listeners as long as the longtime old listeners. I appreciate you being there. Without you, I couldn't be here. I love the show, all of you, and the effort that I get from every one of you when you send your emails or you email me personally, and I try my best to get back to them, because I do. I try not to neglect it. Some people just say, great show, thank you. And I just want to say I appreciate, but I just don't get that time often enough, but I try. Everybody who's listening to the show today, from wherever you are around the world, welcome to you. Welcome all. Welcome home. Home is the spiritual sense, your existence, of what you're connected to, and your soul. Welcome home. Today, we're talking about wanting to save yourself. Save yourself. A lot of us think there is going to be a great savior that will come from somewhere and rescue us. And I've talked about this many times. Saving yourself is the only thing that is required. If you are the God, and you are, you have to do what is required and needs to be done. Inevitable life starts at one point in our bodies and it ends at another point from the body. So therefore, you are the full package. We talk about saving yourself, and this is all that we believe. Now, we need for you to focus on what is important for your life. You're saving yourself. Now, if it's the belief that you follow, a teaching, a group, a club that you follow, and they're guiding you in a certain path, a certain way, a certain style for you to live, method to live, I want to remind you of one thing. It's a beautiful quote I heard this week. There are many different religion and ideas and gods, many of them. Different religion beliefs and your gods. I think there was a number to it, like 30,000 or something like that. However, all of them are silly and made up, except for yours. Think about that. Okay. All our illnesses that we have in life are somehow connected to an emotion, okay? So if we're trying hard to make ourselves healthy, we also have to do a lot of adjusting, mental adjusting, so we can make our minds healthy. And with a healthy mind, you're going to have a healthy body. Okay? So the idea of rescuing yourself is to put yourself in a place where you're focused on having the super mind, the alpha mind, the greatest mind that you can possibly create, which is limitless. And if you have that healthy, if you start thinking you're not healthy, there's a good chance that you're creating an image of that unhealthy person, and you will be stepping towards it as it's coming towards you, like the laws of attraction, what you talked about. If you're telling yourself that you're poor, I guarantee you, you are, or you will be. If you're telling yourself you're ill, the same thing will happen. Or if you're divorced, or if you're fat, or all these things, it's an image that we've pasted on the subconscious mind, and it's an image that the subconscious mind will see. It will, you will see it day in, day out, and hear it, and inevitably react to it. So it's the image that you place in the mind that you have to be careful of. You wake up and see the image that's on the window that you've placed there. Is it a good one? And where does it end? Where does it lead you to? Is it a bad one? And it's going to be the destruction. If you're calling for an illness, you will get it. Or a separation, or a perfect mate in a good sense. Everything that you're calling for is on its way. Seek and you shall find. Ask and you'll get your answer. Knock, the door will open. These are awesome passages I've read over the years from many different books and other books, but the laws of attraction still remains the same. The same way you have the ability to corrupt or to make that mind ill, you have the same ability. If it is not functioning the way it should, you still have the same ability to make it well. This is what you need to take a look at. You have the ability to make it happen. Why do you worry about things when it's not going to happen? You bring in all this extra anxiety or pressures or stress, worrying about something that won't happen. You need to let that go, because to live free and to live a light, travel a light load, you need to dissolve the baggage that you carry. And this is why we say saving yourself is the most important thing you're going to do. How many times have I told you, or you've heard me say, your time spent here is the most valuable currency. And if you want to do, or to make that time, get the maximum out of it, part of it is to make yourself well, or know how to make yourself well, or to de-stress, or to let go of that load, or to not run down that rabbit hole. Happy. And it's very hard to be happy all the time, but I tell you for sure, you could be happy inside all the time. And that's the image you're placing on the subconscious window that will inevitably see it and react to it. Wake up. Wake up to a reality. Saving yourself. The illnesses that we're familiar with, they start in the brain, a lot of them, in the mind. And we bring them out. What if you had this ability to get rid of them, burn them, throw them in the pit, and then move on? There's a great passage, many great passages I read, and one of them says, he restores my soul. And that means he, the sense, the God, the you, can repair yourself and live without fear. It's a prayer I think I learned when I was a kid. He restores my soul. And I just bumped into it the other day. You are the creator of yourself. You are the one that makes you who you are based on the information that you fed into your computer, into your subconscious mind, into your window that's in front of you every day. Whatever image you're placing there will reflect itself to you. So be mindful of what you're trying to create. And by the way, I say this all the time, you need to not be casting anything negative to anyone, to yourself. Just don't do it. Walk away, forget it. Because when you do that negative thing, you're ordering it. And the deliverer only knows your address. I want you to be mindful of that. So going back on the idea of you constantly keeping a positive image of self, of who you are, you and your God, which is you, you need to put a light of what you hope to accomplish. And please do not wish ill on the next man, the neighbor, the children, the ex, anything, ex-boss, because you're ordering the negativity for yourself. And if you are going to run that heavy negative load that you've ordered, it's pretty heavy. So you may want to let it go. Redeem yourself. Walk away from it. That's the anger and the frustration and the hate that you may feel from somebody who has done you wrong in the past. I get it. We've been there. Every one of us has been there. Well, most of us has been there. But the minute you could put that load down and not carry it, it's the beginning to your flight, because you've then lightened your load. Wake up. Wake up to your reality. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101, and we talk about your spirit, your soul being connected to one. You could catch us on this show every Sunday at 3 p.m. as we do. The show is also repeated on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. I always have a hard time with that. And this is what you could catch it. You miss it. We also are, you could see us at, on the web, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. And you could see, Barrington Awaken, period. And you could see all the shows that we've done, included today's show, and all the other shows we've done for the last couple of years. And check them out, see what they're, what it's all about. Every show that we've ever done is actually posted there. If you had an email you wanted to send us at any time, awaken1308@gmail.com. A lot of you do take the time in to ask questions or just say what's up or hello and all the good things. I appreciate that. And I do, like I said earlier, try to get back to them as soon as I can. For the rest of everybody who's listening to the show, thank you for being there. Today we're talking about stuff that's a little hard to jump into. It's hard for you to just jump into it, but I'll tell you, and you probably know this already, a journey of 1,000 steps begins with the idea, the thought of doing it. Then you take your first step and the other 998 and a half, whatever the case would be. So the desire. So today's show, we're saying we're trying to change the image that you hold for yourself and the children. Try not to think are the neighbors or the coworker or the one, you know, whoever it may be. We try to focus on you and allow you to see the greatness that's within yourself. When that is done, you're glowing. Others would be curious if they don't join you on the journey. They want to know where you are so they could come and be able to relate to why you're always happy inside, not bogged down by the mundane things that happen through your everyday life. Don't get upset of the small things. Don't sweat the small things, because when you really do all the calculation, it's all relatively small. Wake up and see your best self and live your best life. It is your birthright to do such thing. Have we got any emails there, sir?
We do have a couple emails. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with Barrington. And you can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Chrissy did that. And all she said, my favorite part of the day is listening to this show. I always come away from it very inspired. And that's from Chrissy. Thank you, Chrissy. I think you answered Irene's question. She was inquiring about past shows, videos, and your book. And you did touch base on that. So Irene Barrington will again talk about that before the end of the show. So she's asking about your book, videos, past shows. That's Irene. Stan said, if we are a God, do we pray to ourselves? That's from Stan. And I believe it's pronounced Molly. Molly wrote in, if we are a God, can we cure ourselves of all diseases, and can we also cure other people? That's from Molly, and back to you, Barrington.
Hey, Molly, thank you very much for that. Yes, to answer your question, I don't think we have the ability to cure people. We see on TV all the time. I mean, the doctors, the physicians could remove this and do all these amazing things. But I'm taught you, I think you're addressing more of a spiritual cure And this, if somebody's ill with something, like they have a disease of some sort, it has started in the mind, it's the idea. And a lot of them are connected to how, what you're thinking about, what you're doing, your activity, your lifestyle, and all these things. You definitely have the ability within you to cure yourself, you and everyone else out there, Molly. We all do. Now, you have to be as clean and pure within your thoughts as possible. You have to be genuine as to who you are, and then you could go to know who you are first, and then you could go. In, I think it's in one of the Bibles I read, it says, He restores my soul. And I mentioned that earlier today. So thank you for the question. And that means that you could repair yourself. You are the He, you are the God. You have the ability to repair yourself. And we've talked about this many times. You also have the ability to change your physical appearance. You know, I don't know if you could make your hair go blonde if it was green. I don't know. But I'm just saying that you have this amazing ability to conduct everything that happens in your life, including repairing yourself. If we were God, we are. And this is what you're having a hard time. A lot of people are having a hard time accepting that statement because they've been told other things throughout their lives. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and I remember we were talking about watching some things on TV and how people are easily influenced or easily convinced and how they believe certain things just based on how they were raised and what, how they lived and, you know, that sort of concept. And of course, we were saying, well, we could see right through that. And of course, brilliantly, she says, yeah, but we were not born in that area where it was fed to you from birth. So you've accepted it based on how it was displayed to you. Brilliant, I thought. Anyway, so having said all that, we are the gods. We do have the abilities to clear ourselves, to cure ourselves. And this is what we talk about, connecting yourself to spirituality so you'll understand the path that goes there. Part of your question as well, Molly, was can we cure people? I don't know if we have the ability to lay our hands on that person and pass positive energy to them. That's something I would have to look into. However, I do know you could lead them to the path of righteousness, where you could take them to a path in which they can develop their own ability to do the repairs that they need. You could take that horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it. But if you could take somebody to a place where healing is prevalent, by all means, you've done an amazing job, and maybe you did cure that person. Stan wanted to know if we pray, if we are the God, should we pray to ourselves? And I kind of find that a little funny, because if you are praying and you are God, you're already praying to yourself. When you pray, the prayer goes to you, the creator. And I know this is hard for a lot of people to accept or a lot of people to understand, but you are talking to your subconscious mind. You're talking to that computer frame that holds everything about you in the universe. You're making that wish. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be open. Ask and it will be answered, and a whole bunch of other things that comes along with that phrase. But yeah, you're speaking to yourself. It's higher level. It's hard to understand, but you have to understand that when you utter a prayer, you're talking to the one and the only one, yourself, which is connected to all that there is. You are part of that great wave. You are praying to yourself. If you don't want to believe what I'm saying, that's fine. Seek something and draw it on a piece of paper and stick it on the wall and let it sit there until it shows up. But you have to believe it's coming, because you have to draw it in. You don't have to utter a word. Prayers, by the way, is not always done in a verbal manner. It could be a gesture. It could be your meditation. It could be silence, like when you meditate. But we're all communicating to the same source. And don't be confused with what I said earlier about there's 30,000 different religions and gods out there, and they're all silly and they're all made up except for yours. So please don't jump on me. I did say yours is the only one that is the truth. So I'm agreeing with you. So that's kind of cool. But anyway, the spiritual gain is good for you to tap into and live that life that you seek. Irene, you're asking about the book, and thank you very much, and the website and the video. So we could be found on YouTube under Barrington Awakened. There's quite a few videos up there that we've done in the past. The book is available on Amazon.com. What else was your question? The book and the videos are there. And of course, all the past shows that we've done, they're posted on, they're also on the website. He am I, Barrington Awaken. And you could find that there. All the shows that we've done will always be there. Chrissy, thank you very much for loving the show. I hope you continue to listen. And of course, you do leave floating on air for a little bit, even for a second. But you get the idea of what it's like to always live in that bliss of happiness, which is how we should be living. It's where we need to be all the time. We don't belong anywhere else. And we didn't come here for gloom and doom. And we came here to experience what it's like to be human being, to get the physical touch and the emotion on the soul side. You don't have the physical ability to touch anything. You know, there's no fingers on that soul, which is probably good, or lips, so you can't lie either. But on this side, of course, we're able to turn our great ideas into tangible things. And that's what makes it fantastic to be human beings. And you don't want to spend another minute wasting any of that valuable time that you have. And you need to learn how to make yourself well. A good start is always going to understand that let the food be thy medicine, and the medicine is the food. And if you sort of put those two together, you'll always be eating the stuff that God made and not the one the lab made. And you're doing fantastic. Maybe at the same time, you're eating a healthy green whole food diet. Forget I said wheat. Whole food, and you're doing that. So you start there. You topple over. That's what you want to do in the physical sense, but you have to make the adjustment in the mind. And in doing that, I encourage you to follow that. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. You are taking these steps into becoming a person that will be tolerant of all others simply because you're focused on you. And I'm not saying for you to do that because I think it, you know, you're going to create an egotistical person, egotistical self, you know, the high ego, the arrogance of that. That's not what we're saying. We're saying you need to spend some of your time, most of your time with you, perfecting you. And yes, we've gone through having to drive the children to soccer practice and hockey games and football practices and choir and tutoring. And you do get busy. I get that. We get busy. We get distracted. We get tired. We live in the car. We're glorified drivers to our children at their little league, anything. But this is the time where you push harder and chop out a little window for yourself. Because if the car breaks down, you be in the car, the whole machine will stop, right? The whole thing will stop working. If you get sick, all these things will hand, they will take care of themselves. But at the same time, you could see how the whole mechanism of this machine that you're running, pretending to be, will be broken, will stop, and it'll change everything. So in the midst of you doing all the things that you do, slow down. Chop out a little window for yourself, cut out one of the TV shows that you watch, and focus on bettering the mind, making it focus on something. Then when you're very tired and you're lazy and you don't want to get up off the couch or get up off anything and you're feeling down, that's the time you need to stand up and say, you know what? I am the boss. I run this show. I drive this machine. I'm going to go out and fight against the resistance and don't allow the resistance to win, because that's quitting or giving up. You may not win the fight, the battle, every fight, but you need to fight all the time and get up and go. Wake up and realize that you are the boss. You're in control. You're the driver. You're in the front of the train, however you want to call it. Tap yourself onto a spiritual life and live the happiness you're supposed to be. And you can be happy inside all the time. If you are thinking of a lot of negative things throughout your life, if you're thinking of a lot of negative things, it becomes you. if you're thinking of a lot of ill will towards the next person, the next anything, it becomes you. You're carrying too much load. When we talk about spirituality, we talk about connecting yourself to all that there is, or the way of the law by Mother Nature. None of that exists there. We tend to create it. We create our mess. We create our illnesses, our bad situations, if that's what it is. So we're trying to put you on this path of not creating that bad situation for yourself. You want to lay down and relax and enjoy life and have a simplicity attitude towards life, simple attitudes of getting through, then you may have to figure out how that is done and removing the thing that's making that difficult, that you can't get comfortable. We're not going to run down that rabbit hole today. I just wanted to address that for a quick second. Now we're going to go back into you having the ability to save yourself. Your worst enemy is usually fear, and weirdly enough, it could be fear of success. But we're going to talk about fear in general, at somewhat the root to all the negative things we go through life. What are we so afraid of? Most of us don't know. But I assure you, if you walk into the light, the darkness disappears, right? You just walk into the light. And I'm not saying come to the light. That sounds morbid. I'm simply saying if you stand in a different place in your mind, the light, the dark will disappear. They never seem to exist together. And if you're not having fun and you're in the darkness, you need to figure out where the well-lit area is and merge towards it. Don't look back. I did ask you before, why would you worry about many of the things and we worry about that will never happen? Why do you worry about the things that would never happen? And if you were to check your list, and the things that we worry, like when we're little children, kids coming up to where we are as adults, the things that we're concerned with, maybe in our late teens, early 20s, and all these things, we look at it and go, oh, Lord. Understanding fully that at that moment, that's where we're at. But now that we've passed that and look back into that area, we're thinking, what a waste of good worrying space, if there's such a thing. Don't worry about it. It's a small thing. Don't sweat the small stuff. Inevitably, it's going to go away. Try to revamp yourself and change your mind and get rid of whatever negative that's holding you down. Get out of the rabbit hole that you're in. The rabbit hole. We get going down there, man, and it's a dangerous place to find ourselves. Anyway. Wake up. Wake up to your reality. Wake up to who you are. We're talking about spirituality. A little bit of it is saving yourself, and we're going into the idea of you practicing, spending some of the quality time that you so deserve with you. So deserve with you. And quit thinking of what's going to happen after this life is over, because whatever was happening before it began, the same thing will happen after it's over. Why don't you tell me what it was like before you began, before you came here in this body? It's not possible. Anyway, so don't worry about that. And it's a good thing. And I heard this recently, that every time I've been anywhere, a funeral of any kind, they're always talking about this person going to another place and going to, up there looking down on us and all these other, up there would be really full. And it's interesting, because I notice I've never heard them say, oh, this was a very mean son of a bitch, he's going straight to hell. Never heard that. Everybody's going to a good place. Well, you are in a good place, and you need to understand that. You need to be here. You need to be alert. You need to be connected to all that there is, as you are. Understand that you're connected to all that there is, as you are. You need to understand how to live the best life. And by doing this, I urge every one of you, like I said, to crop out a couple of minutes for yourself every day. It's the great financiers of this world will tell you to save 10% of your income every, you know, whenever you can, however it works, but they want you to save 10%, which is good. But I would say, listen, give yourself 10% of the day, every day. It'll be better than the income part. Give yourself 10% of the day, you know, give yourself an hour, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, and that's your time. Whether you're having tea or you're plowing the garden or you're walking, make that your time where you go back and you spend time with yourself and do stuff for you. So instead of trying to save 10%, give yourself 10% of the day, every single day. You will see how quick that pot of goodness grows. Do we have anything else there, sir?
Yes, we do. Folks, if you want to get in, you still have some time to write directly to Barrington with a question or a comment. And our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. April wrote in, Barrington, I am a relatively new listener. I notice you have an accent. Where is that accent from? That's April. Thank you, April. Timmy wrote in, I am engrossed with what you say a lot of times. Do you ad-lib your teachings or are you reading from a script? That's from Timmy. Francis says, Barrington, how do we know that some things won't happen? Yes, it's our nature, human nature, to worry about things. But how do we know it won't happen? Are there any tips about that? That's from Francis. And Gail wants to know, she says, B, that's you, sir. She says, what makes us do bad things when we know it's bad? That's from Gail. And back to you.
That's a simple question. Thanks, Gary. That's a simple question for Gail. Why do we bad things? Because sometimes it makes us feel important. If we're feeling low about ourselves, it kind of gives us a boost. You know, when we're not noticed anywhere, we'll go out and get that funky haircut or that tattoo probably just to be recognized. Why do we bad things? Now, bad and good is kind of relative to one's opinion. Some things are done and people say, oh, that's bad. And other people will say, oh, that's good. Like a rainy day on a rained out wedding. You know, is that good or bad? Like, which side are you on when you're making that decision? However, why do we do bad things? It's because we tend to feel good about ourselves for being recognized or being noticed. And the funny thing about exposure, if it's good or bad, it still feels the same way. Because you're being recognized. You know, nobody understands the difference between negative publicity or positive publicity. All they're seeing is just publicity. So, is it good or is it bad? It just makes us feel a certain way, and that's why we do it. To be recognized for power, for greed, for lots of money, for love, yeah, definitely for love, and a whole bunch of things. But it makes us feel a certain way. And in a lot of the cases, it's not, I mean, it makes you feel good too, but a lot of the cases, like, you know, when you're not supposed to eat the pound of chocolate, but you do anyway, well, going down is awesome. It's when it gets stuck on the hip is where you kind of say, no, I shouldn't have done that. That's where you registered as bad. Prior to it, it was good. I hope that answers your question. Francis, we do know that a lot of the things won't happen because we've brought them on. We ordered it. You know, I don't know that a pink elephant is going to be delivered to your front porch anytime soon, but order one and see what happens. We draw these things to us. It's called the laws of attraction. And a lot of things like where did the information that this was possible, that it was going to happen? Where did you get that message from? A lot of things won't happen. I've heard some people say, you know, they were worried about this for a very long time in their lives and blah, blah, blah. It happens to them. And they're like, oh, I that's something I thought about. Well, yeah, because you ordered it. It won't happen unless you're thinking about it. It gives it a great chance to order it into your pocket or your house or your life. Don't worry about anything. because I don't think it's going to happen. Do I write from a script? Timmy was asking this. I do come in the morning here at the studio, and I do write things down and things I want to talk about. And a lot of it is, I don't go the sentence word for word. A lot of it, as you said, it is ad lib. And it's interesting because it's one idea sparks the next idea, and then I get running down this rabbit hole, and you get all the ideas on. But I do write it almost every show. I write. Actually, that's not true. Every show, I write the things down. I hope that answers your questions. Mary is asking us, April is asking about my accent, and I'm not really sure what that is. You know, it depends maybe on different part of the country. I don't know. I hear me having an accent. I don't know how to answer that question. Where did it come from? Where did the thing I don't know about come from? I can't answer that. I don't know. Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, I believe. Anyhow, we're talking, and thank you very much for all the questions that you've sent to me, and I hope I answer them to the best of my ability. Yeah, it won't happen. Yeah, we covered all of that. Sorry, I was just thrown off by the last question there. Why do we do bad things? I answered that, and April wanted to know about the accent. Today, we're talking about saving yourself and how do you put yourself in that proper spot so you could live the happy life that you deserve to live. We talk about it a lot. We don't understand how to get onto that avenue. Sometimes it's about you wanting change or the desire for change. But what's important is once you've made that conscious decision, or that conscious decision, you're sending the message into a subconscious that is going to start building that or creating that for you. I hope it's positive. It's going to create that for you. So once we make that decision to make a change or to seek something different or to look at another way in life, and it could be whatever a situation that you're in right now that you're not happy with, you can create it. And I've said this throughout the whole show. The topic of today was a lot not to let you go down the rabbit hole without knowing how to rescue yourself. But somehow it seems to have merged into saving yourself in a positive manner. And I'm not suggesting a lot of you don't understand how to get on the path of greatness. And I'm not suggesting a lot of you are not on the path of greatness. I'm simply saying if you don't understand if there's a path or even how to get on the path, we just say be yourself. Learn to meditate. Do all the wonderful things in life that makes you feel fantastic about you. A lot of us are born in situations, people, us, everybody, is born in situation where the environment is somewhat maybe toxic or negative or, you know, not in favor of advancing or whatever, just sluggish. And you could change that. You can change that, but you need to want to change that. You have that ability within you to make that change. You're not doomed to it. Now, it will look very different on the other side because of what you have convinced yourself to be truth versus what you know is probably not true. Regardless, that same person that you're probably comparing yourself to is living the same life as you. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You have the ability, even though you're born in a certain situation, to change that. To change that. Now, the interesting thing about all of that is a lot of us has chosen our purpose before we showed up here. A lot of us has chosen our purpose. So we don't know that where we are isn't what we've selected for ourselves. We don't know that until you know thyself. So there has to be a roadmap for you to get to knowing who you are. And with the roadmap of you trying to figure out who you are, on that journey, you will definitely know what your purpose is. And once you know what the purpose is, maybe you're supposed to be that person. Maybe you're supposed to be that person. I've said many times on this show that there's a gentleman that's in my family. And there's a lot of men in my family, a lot of men in this family, a whole bunch, can't count them all. And I've realized early in my 40s why this one particular person, I've talked about him before, I refuse to mention a name, this one particular person in the family has done such an immaculate job of teaching us what not to do. And it was in my 40s where I wanted to congratulate him and buy him a beer and shake his hand, because throughout the entire family and our discussions, we can always say, oh my God, this one's, just something adventurous, something crazy, something wrong in our opinion. And then we all decided we don't want to do that. We've now concluded that his job was to be the educator of all of us. You know, he didn't wear the beacon in front of the classroom and the long skirt or gown. But man, did he do an amazing job of teaching us what not to do. So, and in saying all that, your teachers are the people that you meet. Everybody you meet is there to teach you something. Please remember the lesson, because if you didn't, you walk up to a person, they smack you across the face, and then, of course, you go away, you fight them, whatever you do. The next time you encounter them, they smack you across the face, and, you go away or you fight them. And the next time, and you get the rhythm going, so there's something there to learn, all right? Do not encounter this person, just take another path or do something different. Or if you're repeating the same boyfriend or the same partners in life, you change the beat, take another route, go somewhere else, because you're not realizing you're using the same bait to catch a fish. Well, you're going to catch the same fish, especially if you're fishing in the same pond. So it's always going to be it's going to be a good thing for you to do, to constantly make changes, take a new step, Do something different. And I say it all the time, play an instrument, learn a new language, go roller skate. I don't know, just do something, change up that monotonous thing that's been happening for the last 30, 40 years. Do something different, be adventurous, go for a walk. Don't allow yourself to be on the same path forever while you cry. Do you know what the legal definition of an insane person is? Okay, so I don't need to tell you. Because if you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you're hoping for the results to be different, you are the definition of insanity. I'm just saying all that. So change. Just do something different. Change the hairstyle. Change the dressing. Create something new, because the image that's on the wall that you're seeing subconsciously, you're obviously fixated on it and you can't turn your attention away from it because it's right there pressing up against something. But change it. You can change it. You could definitely change it. You can make a step towards changing it. And if this is what we're doing, we're on our way to saving ourselves. We get rid of the fear. We're on our way to saving ourselves. Wake up and understand that you have the ability to create all the greatness that you want out of life. Do not spend a lot of time reflecting on what you used to have. That's a waste of time. You're not going to embrace what's coming towards you if you're too busy holding on to what's behind you. So let one go. And if you're spending your time reflecting on what you used to have or used to be or used to look like, you're wasting time. Wasting time. And you can't go back to it. It's not possible. You've heard me say many times, you cannot step in the same river twice. Things are forever changing. It is not possible. So let's not sit there and reflect on yesterday, because it's gone. It'll never come back. And the things that you may have had at one time that was glorious for you, it was serving its purpose at that moment. Now you've moved away from it. time has changed, your attitude have changed, circumstance have changed, everything has changed. So let that go. It's not applicable to where you stand today, if that is the situation that you find yourself in. We just want you to wake up and realize that there's so much more about life. That's what we want you to do. Wake up. Do not sit still and wait for the door to knock for this opportunity to come. But I assure you, you could sit still and make an order in the mind, and the opportunity will come. Will it knock on your door? I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a physical thing. However, you get the idea of starting in the method of saving yourself. You're listening to Barrington. And the book that I read was asking about, and I forgot to mention it, was Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. Thank you. It's available on Amazon. And I've been saying for a couple of years now that I am in the midst of doing another one, but you know, it is not the priority, believe it or not. I just want you to step towards an easy spiritual way of life and live happy and be free. And the things that you're chasing after might not be for you. Not be free. Might not be for you. If you're asking, oh, so you know that if you ask, you will receive. You know that. If you knock and the door will open, you know that already. If you search, you seek and you will find, you know all that already. So you have to come to a realization at some point that if you did knock and the door didn't open, maybe it's not for you. Or you did seek and you didn't find. It won't serve you any good. You did ask and you didn't get it. Remember, the thing here is it for you? Is it for you? I don't at any point think I'm going to be able to play basketball like Shaquille O'Neal. I don't look like him. I don't have his size and those big hands. So I knew that. So I'm not going to ask for that. You understand? So we will get what we deserve. And believe me, you will get what you deserve. And I mean that of anywhere you think possible. You will get it. So ask yourself, what do you truly deserve? The negative things that happens in our lives, most of them, we've ordered them in. We're in a bad situation. We've planned it subconsciously. We're in a horrible place in life. We organized it. We put it all together. We constructed the thing, and we got here because of that. And if you were to sit still and ask anybody to truly be deep in their thoughts and explain, why do you think you are where you are? And understand it for yourself. But then they ask the person that's sitting next to you, they'll tell you. And you could see the pattern or the roadmap that they've laid out to get to where they are, be it good or bad. They've got this roadmap that they've put together for themselves. Because of that, we're not always conscious of it. It could have been said, because you can hear stuff subconsciously weird enough and not hear it consciously. You understand? The subconscious will pick up on it. And if you're hearing it, you know how they say when your children are young or in there in the belly, you should play classical music for them. They'll come out smarter, something like that. I've heard that many, many times over the years. If you play classical music for the children, they will be very intelligent when they grow up. Probably true. Well, they're hearing it without realizing they're hearing it. I said all that to say sometimes we do hear things, or we see images or something from our environment that is sending a very negative picture to ourselves, very negative energy to ourselves, very negative thing towards ourselves. So is it the television we're listening to? Is it music we're listening to? Is it the big poster that's on the wall in your office that you're looking at and it's reminding you of something? Address that. Because if you could look into it and realize it's not for you, it might be doing something negative towards you. Change your environment a little bit if you have to, because sometimes you have to clean house, no pun intended. You have to clean house to get the true answer for the questions that you're asking. Do we have anything else?
We have one last email for the day, folks. Thanks for writing in. Dottie wrote in and said, I am enjoying the show today here in Boulder, Colorado. You make me think a lot. And that's from Dottie.
Dottie, thank you. Thank you very much from Colorado. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. I do appreciate people from wherever you are listening to the show. And the whole idea, Dottie, and that's a very good topic, a very good thing you said, think a lot. Do you realize a lot of us don't? We just read the instructions or just follow other people's march or dance to somebody else's tune, and we really don't think. And that's a part of the big thing. I was raised in a country, and I was born there, and we would be doing things as little as I possibly can, going to the store, like I'd walk there, cross the street, cross the rivers and whatnot, and get there and come back home. And we knew how to think very early, very, very early. And then we go to school at age 5, and now they teach us how to read. And that happens in, if you learn how to think before you learn to read, then you'll always be thinking and not trying to rely on reading the instructions or reading the room, you know, just the thing. So, Dottie, good for you. Thinking is one of the most important things that we could do. And as there's a book I mentioned a couple of weeks ago called As a Man Thinketh. So what you're thinking about, it all ties into our show today as to saving ourselves. What we think about is what we become. And what we're hoping to become, we better start thinking about it. So thinking is important, and please apply this to every single aspect of your life. Thinking is very important. And when we did the show on common sense, I finished the show and I laughed after, because a lot of people are saying most people don't have common sense. And yeah, we all do. It's part of the package. Every single one of us has our common sense. Many choose not to use it or don't know how to apply it. But no, you've got it. It's in that bag that showed up with you when you came here. Thinking is something that we all need to do a lot of. And believe me, how many times have you said, man, if I was just to think about it, all I got to do is think. Well, don't say those things anymore. Just do it. Just do it. It's important. Thank you very much for that. I'm glad you had that opportunity to get that email off to us, and I'm flabbergasted. Colorado. Okay, so we've got a couple of minutes left, and I'm having too much fun over here. I'm thinking, thinking that it's a good idea to engage the mind. You may not know how, but if you do, please apply yourself to it. Don't allow anybody to do your thinking. Because if you're supposed to be a nun and you end up with a streetwalker, you know, some thinking went wrong somewhere. And it might be the influence, and sorry about the example there, but it might be the influence of the environment or the people that you hang out with. That means you're allowing them to think for you. Don't do that. Don't do that. You've got your own two legs. You got to do your own running. You've got your own brain. You got to do your own thinking. And believe it or not, if you were supposed to be that inspiring nun and to save the world, but somebody influenced you into another direction where you're doing something totally different, then you might not be fulfilling your purpose, and you're letting a lot of people down. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're letting somebody else down. So turn on the brain. Allow it. Gather everything about you and question it. You don't have to sit there through the entire lifespan, whatever that may be, and read the instructions. You need to do your own thinking. Dave Allen is a guy's name, and his amazing book called As a Man Thinketh. I would suggest every one of you try to get a copy of that and read. I talk about connecting thyself to a spiritual life. You will find the easy way out. You'll find the easy path, path of least resistance. We talk about spirituality on this radio show a lot, and we want you to try to get involved, because it is taking you down the path of least resistance, where you will find all the answers you want. If you knock on this door, I guarantee you it will open. If you ask, you shall receive. And if you're looking for it, I know you will find it. That I know for sure. I've been there and I've told others about it and they've been there. We just want you to think. But before you do all that thinking that's out there, and I'm going to say this as my last word, wake up. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.